Get ready to power start your day with wealth, lifestyle, and leadership coach Nicola Smith Jackson. Tune in each Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern for your daily dose of motivation and business education to help you build big business and be successful. And now, here's Nicola.
All right. Good morning, family, and welcome to Power Start Your Day. This is Nicola Smith Jackson, your Power Mentor, and we are going to reawaken your spirit this morning, resuscitate your passion, renew your mind so you can recommit to the plan that God has for you. Guys, it's big. I need you to know that I, along with special guests here from time to time, we're coaching you Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you haven't done this already, go ahead. Share the call with other people. They can dial in to 602-753-1848 or listen online with their smart device, iPad, tablet, PC, or Mac at blogtalkradio.com/successwithNicola. So if the line get packed out, hop online, Success with Nicola. Just go to Blog Talk Radio. Now, today, I don't know what's going to happen because God has had me like up since 4:30 a.m. And the Holy Spirit has been bringing some things into my, oh my God. This week's series that you have to become focused like a laser, how to become immune to distractions. Immune. They're going to show up, but they can't control you, take over you, get you off your assignment. And I realize that sometimes the distractions are big. Sometimes they seem like they're bigger than you, but they could never be bigger than God's assignment for you. This is what we have to remember. So we're going to be coming out of, and if you have your Bible, you're going to have to go back and read this whole passage on your own. But are there a few things I need to pull out? Because today, we're going to be coming out of 1 Samuel chapter 17, we're going to do verse 37 and verse 49. 1 Samuel 17, verses 37 and 49. Today, I encourage you. God has commanded me. So I am going to pass the message on that God is commanding you. Don't be afraid to face your Goliath. You better get some folks on this line on this morning. Because you have to fight for your assignment. There is a law of victory. When you begin to understand that you have to be victorious over your distractions, do you understand that everybody else can win? My God, we got to go to the Lord on this one because we're going to have to be thinking differently. We're going to have to move differently. Don't be afraid to face your life. I know some distractions would be almost like a tick or a bee that's buzzing in your ear where you could just wave your hand and it goes away. But some distractions are going to be bigger than that. But you better remember that they're never bigger than the assignment that God has given you. Why? Because there's nothing, no one bigger than God. Father God, come before you. We honor you on this day. This is the day that you made. And we're rejoicing and we're glad in it. Dear Lord, as we come before you right now, we're coming humbly but boldly before your throne, making our petitions made known. The first petition on today is that you have your servant to decrease as your Holy Spirit increases. Dear Lord, right now on this day, I'm coming before you asking and pleading on behalf of your people. They're hungering and thirsting for your word, but dear Lord, give them the courage to actually activate and do your word. As we're coming right now against the spirit of fear, discouragement, depression, we're deploying our angels right now that they can go out and fight the battles, that we may be able to pursue our assignment to do bigger, better things in your name. We're thanking you, Father God, that we're laying aside also pride. It ain't about us. It's all about you, which means it's all about your people. As you're setting your greatest commodity, your people, to us, we are committing today to follow your commandments, but we're also committing to declare and decree good, strong, courage, as we're allowing your Holy Spirit to take full control over our minds so that our soul will align with your purpose and your assignment. Dear Lord, we're thanking you that we're being equipped in every way, shape, or form possible, that we will complete your assignment and that we will operate in kingdom where the law says we are victorious. We honor you on this day and we bless your holy name. We're going forward to operate, pursue, persist our assignment. We're not letting up. We're not letting up. We honor you and we bless you because we know that you go everywhere we go. In the majestic name of your son, Jesus Christ, we seal this prayer with his blood. Amen. All right, guys, let's hop right into the word. Now, I don't know if you guys understand where my passion comes from, because I know that if you, the leaders that God is raising up, if you continue to be afraid to face, to realize what these distractions are in your life, you'll never become immune to them. You've got to fight. Just like if we were to get a cold, our body is trying to fight it off. Sometimes prior, sometimes, but I can tell you, even if you try to do everything to prevent it, sometimes it will still try to take over you. We're going to operate in the law of victory. And I need you to know something. As we begin to read this word, you go back to 1 Samuel chapter 17 and read it in your quiet time. It is extremely important that you do not overlook this assignment that I'm giving to you. Why? Because I'm telling you, you try to do big things. You're trying to take your spot at the top. You wonder why it's so scarce, so sparse of people at the top, because people never are willing to face even their biggest Goliath. They do good with a few different things in their life, and they can knock those things out the way. But as they become bigger and bigger and bigger, because now people start thinking it's them that's being successful instead of God, the source, pulling them, pushing them into success, they begin to now think it's them. So now God decreased, and they think they increased, and when the Goliaths start coming up against them, you have nothing. You have no ammunition. So you get scared, and you turn around. Let's talk about 1 Samuel verse 17, chapter 37. Why will you not be scared? As you already know the background, you got David. This is the young David here. Remember, he ends up being king. But he would not have ever been able to be king unless he had done this. He had all these different tests and things that came about, and he says, you know what? Moreover, David said, because this was where, you know, the Philistines are coming up against the Israelites, and they forgot that God told them, listen, this is your land. I need you guys to understand here that you had David, the overlooked youngest bro of Jesse, youngest son of Jesse, the bro, and he was irritating them. He knew it was something on the inside of them, just like you, while you're plugging into this call every day. You're like, I know it's something on the inside of me where I can be as successful, even more successful than Nicola, but something is stopping me. Sometimes the Goliath, it might be your past life, or it might be the thing, it might be your current life that you're just willing to let go. You're not willing to let go. It might be people in your life. It might be all these different things, and they seem so big, but they're never bigger than the assignment that God gave for you. Now, I need you to know, let me go back into scripture. It says, this is 1 Samuel 17, verse 37. It says, moreover, David said, the Lord, who delivered me from the paw of the lion, from the paw of the bear, he will deliver me from the hand of the Philistine. And Saul said to David, go, Lord be with you. Now, we're starting with the background of first, nobody else was willing to do what David was willing to do. They were scared. And he comes up and he's telling them, listen, David kept going back and forth on the battlefield in between him doing what his dad was telling him to do. He was the shepherd. He was the youngest boy, the oldest boys of Jesse, the first oldest three boys. They were the ones out there on the battlefield, but they were scared too. They weren't the ones called to do it. But David was like, I can do it. I mean, when I'm out here in the sheep, the lions, the bears, I was able to defeat them. I was able to be victorious over that. How many times have God shown you that you are a winner, but you still either want to hang around losers or you still want to stay in a losing position? Now, as we go on to the next scripture, and I got to go on to our thing, I need you to come in on the call, because I understand as we go on through Power Start Your Day and the different series, people are cleansing. They're letting things out, right? We're talking about the laser that can cut you open. Jesus is our laser. Cut you open so you can let it out. But at some point in time, you gotta let the laser be like the welding device where it closes you back in the brokenness, so now you can go out and fight. Some of the distractions ain't just going to go away on its own. So now let's talk about 1 Samuel 17:49. It says, then David put his hand in his bag. He had already gathered up all the stones. You already got everything you need, especially if you're in Christ Jesus. And took out a stone, one. You think that it's hard to get rid of the distraction? You just haven't used the right tool. And he slung it and struck the Philistine in his forehead so that the stone sank into his forehead and he fell on his face to the earth. Now, it's obvious that you got to fight the distraction in a particular area. Most of the time, we're trying to deal with things in the natural when it's spiritual. Everything that you see first started in the unseen world. Even our life, or even things that we have, Esther, you might have been thinking about the same way how we think a lot about our problems. It seems like more and more problems come about us. I need you to say, hey, you ain't going to be the problem today. You will not be the problem today. Whatever it is, you need to speak to it. I'm going to tell you something. And when you now start not just talking about it, but being about it, where you're not afraid to bring down your Goliath, guess what's going to happen? The same thing that happened to David. People are going to start getting irritated with you. They're going to be angry or upset because you are focused like a laser. David, big brother Eliab, when he was coming, David like, well, what can I do? He like, you could go home. The same way like with me. God is raising me up to be a voice for the kingdom. And let me tell you something. Some people be like, well, she shut up already. I don't want to hear all that. You might not want to hear all that. But there is a whole set of people that God is raising up. And he said, you know what? This little raspy voice girl that came from Connecticut that was always, you know, maybe she wasn't doing things right. She had the fight in her, but she didn't know why the fight was in her. It wasn't for her. is for my people. See, I'm clear on where I'm going. We're just helping some more other folk get clear so they can go out and do bigger and better things. Not for you just today. You might be able to get the remnants of the, you know, success, which you might be able to get the house, car, whatever, but it's for something so much bigger than that. I need you guys to understand that when you now begin to understand that success is beyond just being seen. Success is beyond just being able to have money in the bank today. I was in my kitchen. You know what goes down in the kitchen. It's the praise, right? The praise. Kate and I, while I'm cooking breakfast, making lunch, all this whatever. And I saw this check. And at first it had maybe just a few zeros, and then it had more zeros. And I'm looking at the check. It's like in front of me. I saw the check. And I was being a little skeptical because I'm thinking like, oh, okay, yeah, I would love to write a $100,000 check to the kingdom in 1 month or what have you. But it was a $1 million check written out to the kingdom, signed by me. It became very clear and evident, even as God is elevating and elevating and elevating me. The only reason God would have showed me that now, not to only just say, get you excited. It was to remind me that the assignment is just getting started, and don't you dare think you can even slouch or relax or whatever. If I get you another promotion or I get you another reward or I get you what have you, we are funding them. I'm very clear. But we got to be able to fight the Goliath. No matter what people say, no matter what people doing, remember that there is no giant, there is no issue. Because remember, Goliath was supposed to be their champion. And a little boy that came with a big God took him down with one stone. Hello, somebody. Let's open up the call and let's make sure that we are not afraid. We talked yesterday on getting this dang on calendar full. You can't fight nobody if you broke or you're broken. You ain't got no money. You can't afford to go to training. You can't afford to go and support your team. You can't afford to even put food on the table. You got to go out there and fight and share what it is you have so that now we can start representing the kingdom in honor. You can't be the lender and move out of from being the borrower all the time if you broke. Network marketing is a way for you to cure your broke. That disease, the broke, you can cure that with network marketing if you get up, consistently go and share what it is that God has given you in your hand, the stone. You already got the slingshot, you got the opportunity. Let's get to moving. 716, last 48616. Good morning to you. Good morning. Okay, we're going to go to 718-4177. We'll come back to you if you're ready a little bit later. 8616. Okay, good morning. 4177, last four. That's the New York number. Good morning.
Yes, it is. It's Barbara in New York. How are you this morning?
Hey, Barbara. Good morning. My coffee was smooth.
So is mine. You know, wow, this series is hitting all my buttons. All my buttons. And, you know, sometimes distractions, they come disguised. You know, they come disguised as being important or out of my control. And, you know, reeling that back in, taking back the control, I feel like I'm a fisherman bringing in a marlin. You know, it's hard. It's not easy to stay on track and stay focused. Like a laser. And But what helps me is knowing that, you know, the acorn, you know, I don't know why I've been going back to this and back to this and back to this, like the sun and the sunbeams. And the acorn's an oak tree, you know. I can work hard without God in my life, without faith in my life. And I'm like those distractions that are out of control. Or I can allow God in, and with that same force that turns an acorn into an oak. I know God has that same force in me. I know that if I stay faithful, and that's what it takes for me at this point, it's enormous faith, that I will triumph. I will be in God's victory, because that's what he has for me. But it's up to me, because we have free will. And so we always make the choice. And every day I'm making this choice so many times, because there's so many things that come up, or things that either appear as fear or distractions or confusion. And I know that's not my God working for me.
My God.
You know, and that's what keeps coming up for me since the last couple of weeks. The series that you are presenting are, you're channeling, really. You're channeling. You've been an amazing conduit for me, bringing me here. And I'm operating in victory. That's all I know.
There you go. There's a law. It's already said. You are victorious. You know, children of God are victorious. Listen to what Barbara said. And I sum it up in saying, you know what? I either can work harder by myself or work smarter with God. Bam. We got to keep this simple, family. You know, when you start talking about David, you know, he had a different attitude than the rest of the people. You gotta up-level your attitude, right? He was bringing his past victories to the table. He literally was like, look, the lion, the bear, they could have killed me. They didn't. Like, your issues, your challenges in life so far, you could have been out, but you're still in the game. Put yourself in the game. You start talking about David, he had different motives. When your motives is only about, I'm just trying to get in the limelight, you're going to be easily knocked out the game, because your motives are wrong. You talking about you going to do it for the kingdom, God ain't going to abandon you if you're doing it for him. Oh my gosh, did this open up your eyes? If you're doing it for him, with a pure heart, clean air, he not abandoning you. He going in with you, for you. And you might be doing it differently than everybody else. I know network marketing. Like, what's this God stuff this girl talking about? That's what I know. His grace is sufficient. I walk into places that I probably wouldn't qualify for. How? Because of God. People ringing my name in high and big places. When you get a message, oh, you're confirmed for to do the thing for Steve Harvey Foundation. Oh, you just, we laying out this huge, big thing for you. Oh, you know, this person, you came highly recommended from this person. Or you came. You're like, okay, come on now. I'm sitting in the office and all I'm doing is helping people, and I am truly talking to God and working with him for him. And we calling it business, kingdom business. Good morning. 919, last 4, 5297. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Nicole. It's Tony Green from North Carolina. How you doing this morning?
Hey, good morning, Tony. How are you?
I'm doing great. So, distractions. Yesterday, I was very excited about getting on the call and coming into the queue. And and you're right. And so my phone started acting up. So I was like, you know what? And it's been doing it for a while. So I said, you know what? Let me just go ahead and call customer service right quick. And I was on hold for so long. And by the time I came, got ready to join to the call, it was like 7 minutes after 8. And guy came on and said, the call is full. I was like, really? The first time ever that I had heard that the call was full and I couldn't join. So I said, you know what? All right. And I tried several times, but I just couldn't get in. So I had this fear of, like, going into real estate offices. And I said, you know what? I'm not going to let that deter me today. So I got dressed. I went out, went into some real estate offices yesterday, some tax offices, and it seemed like every office that I went into, I just felt a layer of fear being with confidence yesterday. And it felt good. And, it lasted all day long. I was up until 1:30 this morning trying to help agents, potential agents. So I was doing trial runs, talking to people until 1:30 this morning. And it just felt good to face a fear and have that fear be replaced with confidence.
Mm.
And I know that has been one of my biggest issues. So allowing distractions to be an excuse because of a fear, if that makes sense. And so I realized yesterday that, you know, operating in fear does nothing for you. It does nothing at all for you. But when you face that fear, man, you feel like you have all the power in the world. And that's what I felt yesterday. Just by doing something so simple, I was like, this is what I've been running from? Really? That's what I've been running from. Are you kidding me? This is what I've been running from. This is what I've been scared of. I mean, I'm just talking to people. I mean, if they want a service, they want it. And even, like, right now, as I'm speaking, I'm pulling up to where I'm going to be at, and I see this real estate guy because I see him all the time, and he has a big display on his car. And I see him, and I see him right now, but I would never talk to him. But it's going to happen this morning.
You better go get him, Tony. Man, I love him. Go get him, Tony. Go get him. Go get him. I am so excited for you, your family, your significant other, if you have one, because when you have kings who are more solid in themselves, the insecurities that we've been pulling back those layers, and then now you're replacing it with confidence, and now you have the fear of missing out on opportunity versus fear of, you know, this is like bananas. I am so excited. Oh, my gosh. Listen, guys, listen. Guess what's about to happen? When you face your Goliath, what happens after? Now on the other side of winning that fight, you're going to have healing. You're going to have confidence. Like Tony said, you're going to have courage to do more. You're going to be so into your life, just comfortable in your skin. I was on the line yesterday with a huge real estate broker out of California, one of my very good friends. She's working for the Harvey Foundation, and she put the gentleman on the line. He got a huge brokerage in LA, and we talking. By the time we talking, it was like he was my friend from day one. And we laughed. He like, I love to make money. I said, well, we gonna help you do that as well. He was going over in Beverly Hills. He was like, okay, the phone cutting off. He kept ringing back. He was so excited to get on the phone with me because I got rid of that Goliath a long time ago about being fearful to talk to big people because I'm coming in. I am the daughter of a big God. You are the son of a big God. We got to start acting like it. Let's start being about it. And guess what happens with that too? When them insecurities go away, we stop having to put on airs and overcompensate, and we can just be us. And it's good enough. Focus like a laser. We becoming immune to distractions. Don't be afraid to face your Goliath. Let's write them down. Go in 1 Samuel chapter 17. You'll hear people that told you, you can't do that. You're working in that industry? That's crazy. Them people just want you to work so they can make more money. They ain't really making all that kind of money. They just trying to trick you. The trick going to be on you if you don't get out there and go do your 5-5-5 today, but get out there and go work. I love them. Go get them. Y'all have a blessed and productive day.